You get named as a developer of Lemonade, the game.
Lemonade, the game.
And then you need one, like, really ridiculous stretch one, just in case there's some insane person out there. Like $10,000. If you donate that much, then you become Lemonade. That's the I am become Lemonade benchmark.
That's just all it says. It just says yes. I am.
Now I am become Lemonade.
There's no explanation.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Time Bat Show. This is the 13th episode of the Time Bat Show, and I am Bat Snacks.
And I'm Timeasis. We're an unlucky number 13.
Maybe we should have skipped this episode and gone straight to 14.
Like they do at hotels sometimes?
Yeah, like in elevators?
Yeah, they're just like, oh, we don't really have a 13th floor, but we do, surprise.
Watch, we're going to go to export this audio, and it's just going to be like machine noise. Just like...
My computer's going to catch on fire like as it does it or whatever.
We're going to lose every episode, all the backups.
Even though they're on the internet, they'll just like disintegrate somehow.
They'll get hacked.
Like our hosting thing will email me and be like, sorry, you
sorry.
The terms of service has expired and you're bad and goodbye or whatever. Goodbye forever.
And then it could happen.
And then our Twitter account will be erased from the internet. Like all the history of our show will just be gone.
Yes.
And it'll only be in our memories that we, like, had a podcast.
Yeah, we'll be totally erased.
Yeah, from history.
Maybe there was never a podcast.
Maybe this is all a really long dream that I'm having.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Or you're having. Would you be having the dream, or would I be? Like, whose dream would it be?
Could it be both?
I don't know if we can do shared dreams. I don't know.
There's no, like, multiplayer... dream reality. Option?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's pretty sci-fi. We would have to like be connected to something, like in the Matrix, you know.
But that's a good question. I don't know whose it would be.
I think it would be mine.
See, we said it at the exact same time.
I think it would be mine because I know I'm real right now. So.
Do you? Do you really?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But you probably think the same thing about you, right?
But, you know, that's exactly what I would say if I wasn't real.
You got me there. You got me there. That's true. That is exactly what dream you would say.
Yeah. Mm. Or maybe I would play the reverse psychology angle and say, no, I'm not real. Wink, wink.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm not real at all. But that would...
And then you would think I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, that would kind of give it away. I don't know. That's tough. So how's it going?
It's going pretty well.
We're not in the same room anymore.
No, which is unfortunate, but,
I mean, did you hear the last episode, though?
It was a lot of fun, though.
It was, but, like, it sounded like I was in, like, a hall, like, a mile away or something.
Yeah. Like, sounds like you were in my bathroom and were just shouting it, like, the whole time.
Like, you're at your computer.
I was out here doing it.
Yeah, like, you're at your computer near your microphone, and I'm, like, in the bathroom yelling at you, like, the entire
time. I'm like, what was that, Chris?
Which also, by the way, is exactly how we recorded it.
Yeah. You had eaten some bad seafood that day.
I did.
And, you know, we just had to do it.
I was in Florida. I did eat a lot of seafood. I mean, that was, like, my prime reason of going. So I was like, I'll be fine. And then I'm like, well, I'll be here, but we can still record. and then it was glorious. But, yeah, it was really bad recording. But it was a fun episode to do.
Yeah.
We're going to do another one in December.
Yeah, at least one. Maybe a couple.
Maybe multiple. And we might even do a music number, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to get anyone's hopes up.
I don't want to get anyone too excited about that because that might just be...
it will not be good at all, so don't even think about it.
No.
Okay.
You will be disappointed if you're excited about that.
Our one, like, listener that likes the show a lot will be disappointed. Well, I have a really weird news story to start us off today, if you want to go into it. This is really in our vein of, like... we always do stories about, like, animals or, like, people doing really dumb stuff. And this one's about an animal. The headline is really good. It's Rogue Beaver apprehended after thrashing a store that sells fake Christmas trees. And it's exactly what you'd expect. There's a beaver in a store, and he's making a mess of Christmas trees. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say about the story. It was in Maryland.
So when they say apprehended, did they cuff the beaver?
I don't see a picture of the cuffing, but, yeah, it does kind of sound like they did.
They read him his Miranda rights and put him in the back of the car.
You don't want to be sued by the beaver lawyers. Yeah. I hear they have a pretty robust legal system.
Yeah.
In Beaverland.
So the beaver was just in the store, and I guess he thought the fake trees would be good home building materials.
Maybe he was offended that they were fake. Well, maybe. I mean, he's a beaver, right? Like, they, like, eat wood and stuff, right? So, like, he was... He like, went to someone's house, or someone had a fake Christmas tree out, and he, like, noticed... He gnawed on it, and he noticed it wasn't real wood. And then he was like, this is bullshit. And he, like, went to the store and started, like, messing up the place.
Yeah, just totally... Maybe they built the store in an area that was once his territory.
His natural and then habitat.
That, like, double offended him. Not only were they the fake trees, but also it was, like, his ground.
Like, and they had... Yeah. Like, they bulldozed real trees to make room for a store that sells fake trees.
Which, I mean, that is what happened, if you think about
it. Yeah, that would offend me as a beaver. Like,
that would be very offensive.
Piss me off. Like, why are you bulldozing these trees in order to sell me fake trees? That doesn't even make sense.
No, it really doesn't. Not even doesn't make sense to me as a person.
No, he has a right. I think he has a right to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, it was a dollar store, so it's even better.
Yeah, when he's on trial, we should go visit and protest.
The beaver?
Yes.
Well, I doubt the beaver will go on trial because.
Well, I mean, he was apprehended. That's
true. It does say apprehended. Yeah. It doesn't say like caged or anything.
Yeah, they called animal control and.
I don't know if apprehended is the right word. Yeah.
Maybe the news author was so used to writing about, like, Florida man being apprehended.
They're like, beaver that's, apprehended.
That's just the word he uses now.
They have a bunch of pictures of this beaver. And he's a pretty good-looking beaver.
Is he a big beaver?
Yeah, he's really big. Well, I mean, yeah, he's pretty big. Yeah.
So if a beaver was... You know, trying to mess up your store, would you really call, like, the police or, like, call anybody? I feel like I could handle
it. I would call animal control, but, like, this is the weird part of the story. This is where it gets weird. Like, there's no mention of animal control. Like, the sheriff's office is the one that responded to the beaver incident.
What area is this? Maybe they don't have enough animal incidents.
It's in Maryland? I don't know. Charlotte
Hall. I don't know. Yeah, surely they should.
I've never heard of it. It's Charlotte Hall, Maryland. I've never heard of that place. But yeah, like, why are you calling the sheriff to take care of your beaver? Like, I would call animal control.
If there's maybe they thought it was a man in a beaver suit.
It wasn't that big. But anyway, that's the story of today. Everything else I saw was super depressing.
Like, yeah, I like news. That story.
Yeah, I like when animals cause a little bit of a stink. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And he probably was offended by his, you know.
Yeah. I am happy that the beaver messed up that guy's store.
I'm going to tweet the picture of the beaver because it's a really good picture. Like, it's a fantastic picture. I'm going to do it right now. But, like, it's really, like, it's like a headshot kind of thing. And he's, like, mid-beavering, if you know what I mean. You know what
like
I mean?
Like, he's gnawing on a fake tree.
Well, no, he's not gnawing, but he's, like, he looks like a beaver. Like, really.
He looks like a proper beaver. He looks beaver.
Like a beaver, you know. He's a really good-looking beaver. Anyway, so fake beaver eating fake Christmas trees, you know, offended and all that stuff.
Okay, I see the picture. It's a good
isn't
picture.
It a good picture? Isn't that a good beaver shot? Anyway, if you're listening, you can go to our Twitter and you'll see this beaver. Anyway, so any other stuff that's coming up in your life right now or in the world that you want to talk about?
Not for the next couple weeks.
What's happening in the next couple weeks?
Well, I am going to Texas to visit you in a couple
weeks.
Oh,
you are. But, yeah.
Yeah, other than that, there's not really a whole lot.
And we're
going
to have an amazing episode that will probably sound like it was recorded in, like, the back of a... I don't know.
A trailer,
yeah, there you go. This is where I live, in a trailer, by the way.
Yes.
I didn't tell you that. so, I had a really interesting... I was reading a really interesting story today about Chernobyl. Okay. And, you know, Chernobyl's radioactive and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the nuclear waste site.
So, yeah. So, recently, yeah, it's the nuclear waste site, you know, nuclear reactor got melted down, you know, 40 years ago or whenever it was. Yeah. And they, like, you know, quarantined the whole zone and nobody lives there anymore. But recently last couple of days, they've been building a protective cover for the reactor so that it doesn't seep out into the environment anymore.
So it's still going.
Oh yeah, it's still seeping, but it's been going to a point where, like, you can safely be around the reactor, but as long as you don't go inside of it, you'll be okay. But it's still gonna slowly seep out, you know, stuff, bad stuff. So, like, basically they're trying to, like, seal it so that, my understanding is they'll seal it so that eventually they'll be able to, like, populate the area surrounding it without having to worry anymore. But anyway,
why not just populate a different area?
Well, yeah, I think another thing is, like, they don't want it to just keep seeping out because it's a bad idea. But anyway, so regardless of the reason, they're sealing it, which is a good idea because it's still radioactive. So yes. They're trying to seal it to prevent, you know, nuclear radiation from getting going away and all that stuff. And the thing they built is, like, this big, giant, like, concrete, like, basically a big, like, lid kind of thing almost, right? And it, like, it's a sweet, like, thing. So, like, the reactor is, like, a big building with, like, you know, pipes and stuff sticking out of it, you know, where they're, you know.
Yeah.
Like, chimney kind of looking things. And what they made is this big concrete structure that's, like, cut out in the bottom. It's kind of like in an oval shape. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, the cutout is in an oval shape. And it basically is able to, like, fit over top of the entirety of the reactor building.
So they're just going to, like, put a lid on it.
Yes, exactly.
A big...
And put a big lid on it. A big concrete lid. And the cool thing, the way they did it is they built these, like, tracks, like, near the reactor, right? And they built this thing on these tracks that are probably, like, I don't know, 200, 300 feet apart. Basically the length of, well, actually way more than that. Probably like 5,000 feet apart or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Like a football field or two. The length of the reactor, you know, like that big is how far the tracks are apart. And they built this lid on top of that so they can, like, wheel the thing over to the reactor. So they could build it, like, a ways away. And then when they're done, they, like, train it down, you know, they wheel it on these tracks to the reactor, and there's, like, a video where it shows them, like, wheeling it over the course of, like, a month, and then and recently it just, like, they wheeled it all onto the reactor, and then they, like, sealed it. And then
do they have half the dome on each side, or are they just gonna use a bunch of cranes to lift it up?
No, they don't have half the dome. No, they don't. They're not lifting anything. Like it's, like, suspended. It's really hard to explain, but basically it's
suspended
big
in the air.
No, it's a big concrete block. It's like an arch, right? Like an arch.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And the part that's cut out of the arch, the entire reactor can fit under the arch, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's
Are
so...
Are they going to close up the sides?
Yeah, well, the side... It's so... So they built it such that the sides of the arch are, like, really, really close to the reactor already. So, like, it's a perfect fit kind of thing, if you understand what I'm saying.
I got it.
Yeah. So it was really cool to, like, look at, because, like... Just the way they built it, and, like, it's cool. But anyway, Google that or whatever. It's a really cool story. But the interesting thing is they built this, and a bunch of countries built it. But the interesting thing that I started thinking of is, like, what happens in the future when, like, you know, say, like, 10,000 years from now, right?
Yeah, they forget, like, it's there.
Like, people are, like... You know, they've forgotten Russia completely because it's, like, a barren wasteland or whatever, right? That part of Russia.
Yeah.
And there's a random explorer that's like, I'm going to go see what the ancient humans were doing over here or whatever, right? And yeah. then he happens upon this giant concrete structure that has
It'll
like
probably be like the tip of an iceberg at that point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then what looks like, oh, there looks like there's another structure underneath this structure. Like, yeah. what is this? And then he gets to, like, there's probably a bunch of fences around it, and the fences probably have this writing on it that, like, or not writing, but, like, these symbols with, like, you know, like, the radioactive symbol and, like yeah. skull and crossbones and stuff. And this is 10,000 years in the future, and, like, he has no idea what the hell this yeah. means.
For all so he knows, that could be a warp drive.
Right! And he's like, oh, this is cool, like, ancient civilization writing. I've never seen this language before.
It could be the Holy Grail.
It could be the Holy Grail. And then they're like, this is really cool. Let's dig up whatever is here, right? Let's
drill a hole right in the lid.
Let's crack her open. Like, what happens then? Like,
they all die.
I know, but, like, it's a really interesting like concept that I never thought of until recently.
So I actually did see this online recently, and the discussion people were having was, how do you label this thing such that people in the future will understand not to mess with it?
Right. I was reading something about that too, and like they've had committees, and like they haven't been able to figure like anything out.
So. Yeah, like how do you say to someone that doesn't speak
any English, any language
that doesn't communicate in any way that you do, how do you communicate, do not go away,
like
bad this hurts, maybe
this is bad,
because I mean if you draw a skeleton they'll just think it's a tomb of a king or something.
Like,
right,
there was one I saw, right, and it was basically a triangular one, right, and it had the radioactive symbol at the top, and then on the left side it had a skull and crossbones. And on the right side, it had a picture of a person, like, running away, like a stick figure kind of thing.
Running away.
Right. But the problem is, if you interpret that in a different way, the top kind of looks like the sun, the left looks like a dead person, and then if you read it from left to right, it looks like the dead person is getting resurrected as, like, another human or whatever. So it could literally be like, oh, man, it's like a resurrection chamber or something. I don't know.
It's a pyramid.
Yeah.
You take long lost dead, pyramid.
You take dead people here, and they get they go, get better. But it does kind of look like a pyramid too.
Maybe just make. Yeah, there's. I have no answer for that. That's really.
I don't know how to do it. Like, I don't know what you would do. Like, I'm trying to think of a symbol that's internationally known. That is going to be known in, like, 10,000 years. That means, like, don't. Like, just stop.
Just
like,
please.
Don't do it. Don't do whatever you're thinking.
Maybe just, like, a visual of a piece of crap.
like
they'll, poop? Yeah, like, they'll think that it's, like, a landfill or something.
Actually a good idea. Like, feces. Like
yeah, like, no, like, do the graphic of a person on a toilet.
But then, like, underneath them? Okay, so that's the top. He's on yes. a toilet, and he's, like, crapping. But, like, yes. they don't know what a toilet is, so it just had to be someone taking a crap.
No, it needs to be a full visual of the whole process.
Right, the whole thing. But then underneath that, it's, like, a mountain of crap.
Yes.
Like, we draw the symbol of crap underneath the guy that's crapping. And yes. then underneath, it's just a giant mountain of crap. And then yeah. there's, like, an arrow that points to, like, the thing. And it's like, this is a mountain of crap.
You know? But you know what? What if future biologists are like, wow, this is a great chance to study the diets of ancient human beings.
Damn it!
Like, there's no way to beat it.
Someone's going to want to see what's inside, basically, yes. is the problem. Like, no matter yes. what happens, someone is going to be like, what is this? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And even, yeah, even if you had crap, biologists would be like,
crap, yeah.
The worst thing is, like, no matter what you write, archaeologists are going to want to know what's in there. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, it could sound dangerous, but they'd be like, I don't care. It's important to know. You know what I mean?
It's just a mythical thing. Yeah,
yeah, like, it's not really going to kill us all. Like, think about, like, today, like, you know, we go to the mummy's tomb, and what we can read, we're like, oh, this is cursed or something. It's like, whatever, yeah. let's open it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, think in 10,000 years, they're going to come across this and be like, oh, this is supposed to kill us. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, catastrophe.
Yeah.
And then they all die.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess, like, even if they do have, like, Geiger counters or, like, whatever the future equivalent of that is, like, radiation detectors in the future, it's not going to work until you've actually breached the opening.
Right, like, the seal is good, and I'm assuming it is. Yeah. Like, they're not going to pick that up until they open it, and then they'll be like, fuck, that was a mistake. We shouldn't have done that. It's just an interesting problem that I don't really see as a solution.
Yeah, same.
I think crap is probably the closest symbol of bad, but...
Yeah.
Even then... Like, you can't really communicate death really well, either.
No.
Because, like, skull and crossbones work for a lot of people, but to some people, that's just like, you know, there's a bunch of bones. Yeah, it's tombs. And archaeologists are like, great, I love tombs! I want to go
love bones.
I love bones. Bones are great, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's not really any good symbol.
Oh, well, we'll just shoot it into space eventually.
Oh, that would be the solution. And then aliens can find it.
Yeah.
And be like, what is this? An artifact of human civilization.
And then they'll come kill us because we poison them.
And, yeah, that's how we destroy the aliens. And then destroy ourselves because then their ancestors come to kill us. So there you go. If you have a good solution, listeners, please let us know because we don't have one.
contact@timebatshow.com. Yes. Please send us an email with your solution.
I think crap is the closest. I think that's a really good idea. But yeah. Like
maybe
I said,
crap and death. Like crap like and skulls.
Like so it's like, okay, so there's a mountain of crap, but then there's like dead bodies inside the crap.
Yes. They're never gonna want to open that.
Like, so it's like it looks like a plague like ground. Like this is like where the plague happened and we sealed it off kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then a lot of flies and stuff.
Yeah,
so very,
flies,
very like
crap,
disease
skeletons.
Kind of imagery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of disease imagery, you know.
Yeah,
I think they'll still open it, but I think that would deter them more.
Or
know?
Maybe they would at least take some precautions.
They'd be like, "Wait, what are we really doing here?"
Yeah,
like hold on. And this is assuming we don't have any like written record anywhere of what this is, right?
Yeah,
but I mean. In the future, eventually, we're not going to have written record of things. So it's going to be just one day, we'll get to the point where, you know, humans as we know it are extinct and some other people come up. Maybe they're similar to humans or whatever, and they don't really use our language or whatever. And you know,
what we should do is leave a copy of this podcast.
Yes, in right
Chernobyl.
Outside.
Yeah.
In Chernobyl. Like, on the fence that has
we'll
the
just
side.
Tape it on the fence.
We'll tape like a CD of it.
And
like,
put a right bunch there. Of arrows pointing that way.
Like, listen to this.
Yeah.
And they'll have no way to listen to it because they don't have CD players or whatever. But that's fine.
We tried.
We could put it on a phonograph.
Instructions how to build the phonograph they did with that...
Yeah. Like the golden record thing, the Voyager, yeah.
Yeah, the one that... what's his name? Carl Sagan made that.
The problem with digital, right, is like you can't... We're going way off topic here, but this is an interesting topic.
Yeah.
The problem with digital, right, is the only way to interpret it is if you know how... If you know the instruction set, you know?
Yeah, if you
like
have
you
the
need,
coding.
You need the codecs, you need the encoding, you need whatever. You need to know how to... Like, so if I gave an alien 10,000 years in the future, like... This podcast or any music or audio or video file, they would have no idea what to do with it because they could probably figure out, oh, this is ones and zeros, but like, I don't know what the hell that means.
Yeah,
because they have no way to interpret it.
Yeah, there's no way of knowing what it is.
Which brings to an interesting question of how the hell are we supposed to preserve digital media indefinitely?
Vinyl,
and I have no idea.
Yeah.
But like, seriously, you say vinyl as a joke, but like, how you would like. Distribute audio to like the future if you encode it physically on like a surface, that's probably the best way to do it because then they would eventually figure out if they know physics, which if they're smart enough they would, they'd be like, oh, this says grooves, I bet if I put something in this grooves I could hear some noise come from it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because that doesn't require any like extra technology. You just need to
gold plated vinyl so it wouldn't corrode just like that satellite that Carl Sagan made because he's smart.
So we would have our own version of the Voyager disc.
Coming soon, the golden vinyl for the time match.
And it's episode 13, which is like even better, right?
Yeah.
And it's just this part. explaining how there's a mountain of crap on the other end of this fence, and you should not go over there.
Yeah, don't go over there. So but you should go over there.
That's the solution. I mean, they will go over there regardless of what we say. Because they won't even understand what we're saying, because they don't know English. Probably. Anyway, you want to get into some questions?
I'm ready for some questions.
Do you have some, or do you
You should start, because I don't have that many. I
have some really good ones.
Okay, let's have a good one.
Let me find a good one. Okay, this is a good kind of neutral one to start off with. What is your hobby slash professions version of, anyway, here's Wonderwall? Do you know what I'm asking here?
No.
You know what Wonderwall is?
No, please explain.
Okay, so, like, it's a song that everyone plays.
I mean, I know the song, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it's, like, basically asking you, like, what's your generic thing that you do when like, you've run out of stuff. Like, an example is, like, a teacher, like, trying to think of a good
example. Teacher makes lesson plans.
Yeah, theirs would be, like, here's a video of what you're watching, or... here's a lesson plan or whatever.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Or a nurse would be like, anyway, here's some Tylenol and eat that and you're fine.
Mine would be, let's post on some forums.
For your hobby?
No, for my job.
For your job?
Yeah. I spend a lot of time at work posting on forums.
That's strange.
Not really.
I spend a lot of time outside of my job posting on forums.
Not that much time. Like, if I had nothing to do and I wanted to just get generic work done, I would make backups of things.
So that's, like, anyway, here's a backup.
I would work on, work on future publications, like future annual reports or monthly reports or weekly reports or something like that.
Yeah, so, like, you make a backup or you'd make, like, that weekly thing that you need every day or whatever.
Yeah, I would make next week's just to have kind of a backlog of them.
Yeah. That's not super interesting, though.
Not really.
I'm just kidding. Mine's not interesting either. So, like, in programming, it's basically either, anyway, here's the bug fix that we need. Or, like, anyway, here's a new build. Mm-hmm. You know, because, like, when you run out of things to do, bug fixes, and then here's a new build. Everyone needs one of those all the time. So... might as well throw it out there for you guys.
I might just, like, monitor internet traffic just to see that there aren't any random loopbacks or stuff interfering. Right. Not very exciting stuff, though.
Okay, I have another one. This is more philosophical. I know you like these.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't very philosophical, but it'll get into that discussion. So what is your favorite paradox? Or do you have a favorite paradox?
I don't think I have a favorite.
Well, what are some that you know of? Do you know of any off the top of your head?
Chicken and the egg.
The what comes first kind of thing?
Yeah.
It's a very boring paradox. I'm just kidding. No, I mean, that's basically the bootstrap paradox, right? Like, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
The time travel-y kind of one, right? It's like...
yeah.
Like, in order to get the time travel working, like, the future version of himself, like, comes back, of the scientist guy or woman, comes back in time, it gives him the plans, and then goes back to the future. But then how did he get the plans to begin with, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. It's deep. I don't know. It was willed into existence. There's a lot of movies that use that. Like, Back to the Future uses that.
A couple of others. Maybe... a different time traveler. So you can just kind of postpone it. You know what I mean?
So he looks like you, or no?
He's just a totally different guy. He just hands you time travel plans.
So where did he get it from, then?
A different guy. And you see... No. Do you know what the definition of a limit is? You can approach that to infinity.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
See what I did?
So it just keeps going and going.
It's just an infinite number of guys with time travel plans. Arbitrarily handing them backwards, and it exists,
but it's only like a little. Like, okay, so hold
I'm
on.
Pretty sure you can prove that mathematically.
No. I like where this is going. So you have a guy in the future,
Yes.
That has the time travel plans, but he got them from another guy in the future that handed him the time travel plans, that got them from another guy in the future that handed him, and so on and so forth. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and it just keeps going for infinity.
So you can never really pin down where they came from. They came from somewhere in the future. You don't even know.
Yes, that would be true.
That's a cool, like, short story or something right there.
Yeah.
You got a winner right there.
That's never been done before.
No, you got a real winner right there.
And I think mathematically that works.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure that works.
I'm not going to say I'm pretty sure, but I'll say maybe.
Yeah.
But no, that's a good, like, story idea or something, because, like, it'd be, like, halfway through the story you'd figure out that, like,
it never ends.
Yeah, the guy I got him from... got him from someone else. Like, what?
Yeah, they all start, like, collaborating.
Yeah. Oh, and then they all, like, travel to the same point in time to, like, talk to one another to figure out where the original one came from.
So maybe there's, like, this happens at a regular interval. You know what I mean?
Like, every 10 years or something?
Every 10 years at this location, time travel plans just appear.
From a new person.
Yeah, from a new person. And then eventually, enough of them... talk to each other and agree to meet up at this certain point in the
far future. And they're all of different ages at this point.
They have like a time traveler high school reunion sort of thing.
Right. But they don't travel there in time, or do they travel there in time?
Yeah, they travel there in time, right?
Okay. I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess as time goes on, more and more time...
This would be really messy, by the way. Graphing out this cat.
Yes.
Like, I don't, like, my brain is like, wait, this is, so no, you have all these people from different timelines that are all now traveling at the same point in time.
And as time goes on, there's more and more time travelers appearing at this point. Right. And so the party gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
Right.
So then, like, you could say, like, oh, let's meet here in, you know, 3,000 years or whatever, right? And then, like, when you do that, you're talking to the people that you know are time travelers now. But when you meet up, it's like a billion people, you know?
Yes.
Because there's, like, you know, a billion more.
It's like the time traveler. What were those things in the 90s that you sent by email? It's a chain email. Chain letter.
They keep passing them on and passing them on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they, like... And every time one person gets a thing, he's like, oh, whoever gave me this was like a brilliant scientist. But they weren't. They were just some delivery person. You know?
Yeah.
And then they all get together and they're like, I don't know.
So here's the question. How many people are actually at that thing? Would it be infinity people at that thing? Would it?
Yes. Oh, my God. This is super... So we, like, just invented a paradox. You realize that,
that's
right?
That's a freaking incredible paradox.
Yeah, we did. You totally just invented a paradox.
The time traveler chain letter paradox.
But, like, seriously, there would be infinite people at this event. Are we sure? Yeah, is this right?
I'm pretty sure that's how that would work.
Oh, you're right. It would be infinite people because they would all get the message.
Yeah, eventually. Eventually in quotes.
Eventually, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Wow, that's messy as hell, though. Like, there would be a lot of movement. I feel like time would just break at some point. Be like,
yeah, like, warning, like, integer overload.
Right, like, if time was a person, he'd be like, screw this, I'm done with this crap. Like, I'm going to break now. Yeah, I think there would be infinite people.
That's cool as hell.
Because, if I'm brought a message from the future, and then eventually, like, let's say 10 people are like, all right, we need to get together at this point in time. So what they do is they, like, write a note, and they send it forward in time.
Yeah.
Oh, each person that got them
is
tasked with sending one forward in time saying...
No, backwards.
Hey, or backwards.
Yeah, backwards.
No, what I'm saying is for the message to, like, meet. So each person that gets the time travel plans builds this time machine, blah, 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 whatever. And then, like, he sends a message forward that says, hey, whoever sent me these plans, thank you. We're going to meet here in 3,000 years or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
that person sends it
that
forward.
That person does the same thing. And then, you'd get a billion. You'd get infinite people at the meeting.
Yeah.
I think.
And no matter where you start on the timeline, you'll always get infinite. So even if you're 9,000 BC or, 9,000 AD infinite people will always show up there, no matter where the chain letter starts.
But what if there? But there have to be people from past where the meeting place, though, right? I guess that's what I'm confusing.
Does there?
Let's say there's 10. So right, let's say the meeting point is at 10,000 AD, right? Okay?
Yeah.
So what about anyone that gets the message past 10,000 AD? They wouldn't get. Would they not get the message, or would they? I don't know. I'm confused.
So Joe sends a message forward in time to the person that gave him the plans, and then that person sends it forward in time, and it keeps
going.
So maybe you would have to have the meeting before the initial person sent it.
Yes, you would. Because that would be the only way to ensure that everyone's as a time traveler gets the message.
That gets the message. Right. Yeah. So,
and you'd meet like really far back, like in like 2000 BC or something.
You'd have infinite no matter when you did it.
No, I know. But they would do it backwards in time to ensure that they would capture everyone forward in time. You know what I mean? Because they want to find the person that originally sent it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, if they set a time in the future, they might not catch the person that originally sent it because he could be past that time.
Yeah.
So they would set the meeting to be, like, 5,000 years in the past before time travel even was a thing. You know what I mean?
So Joe is in 1970, right, and his time traveler mentor is from the year 1980.
Yeah.
Jim sends it forward 10 years. Jim Prime sends it forward 10 years.
Jim Prime.
And they all agree to meet 5,000 BC.
BC or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
and then there's infinite people.
Infinity of them.
But that would change the timeline so much if infinite people met.
I mean, I'm pretty sure something bad would happen.
That's why it's a paradox, though, because like, if they did that, then they would go back in time, and then there'd be like these millions of people or infinite people there that weren't there in the timeline before. So
yes, it would break.
It's a paradox in like more than one way, is what I'm saying. Yeah. You know,
it's a good one though. I like that.
This is pretty crazy. I feel like it's a bunch of paradoxes kind of combined together, but it's cool still.
Wow. Ready for a question?
I'm so ready for a question.
What is the point of global warming? This came from Ask Reddit.
What is the point of global warming?
What's the point?
I mean, why are we...
Why do it?
Why are we even warming the Earth? What is that about? Right? Right? I mean, what's that about, right?
Yeah.
Global warming.
That's the question.
Well, the point is that... Yeah, that's... I don't know. I don't know what the point is. What does he say? Is there more to it?
No, that's... That's...
Yeah!
That's...
Sounds like someone's really got a good understanding of what's going on right now.
Yeah, it sounds like he got it. He figured it out.
Yep, he's got it.
We're all just idiots. We're all so stupid.
Why are we even global warming anyway? Why are we even global warming?
It's bad. It's
bad.
Expensive.
It's expensive. It's going to kill us. Just stop it. Just stop global warming. Let's just do that. We'll do it. Right.
Yeah.
That's like asking like what's the deal with the Earth or something, right? You know? Like what is this? What's the point of the world?
What's with the gravity?
Yeah, what's the point of gravity? What's the point of me waking up in the morning?
I mean, that's a very depressing question.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go that depressing on you.
It's okay. Do you have another question? That was just kind of a funny
question. I do have a good one. So this is more of like a let's brainstorm about how to get this guy some money kind of thing, like we did with the band.
Yeah, one of those.
So this guy's question is, how do you get crowdfunding? And before you make assumptions, he doesn't have any skills or anything he can sell. It's more of like I'll just read it to you. Not going to lie, this is kind of a selfish post, but I'll provide a little backstory alongside my question. My question is, how do I go about trying to get crowdfunding? And he puts that in quotes. Or, where would I try to post? I'm just trying to get an Xbox again, and possibly some Magic the Gathering cards I could use at local tournaments.
So...
And there's some more backstory, but I don't have to read it. But he pawned his Xbox, basically, and he wants it back.
So people, what are people, that's not the crowdfunding though.
So he basically, you've seen like GoFundMe or whatever, right?
Yeah, I know what that is. Or like Patreon post, or something, yeah, Patreon. Except he doesn't do anything.
Right, so he posts like, you post there and you're like, hey, you know, I need money for a hip replacement or whatever, and people give you money.
Or an Xbox.
Or an Xbox. So I think this guy's asking how can he do that with an with getting where the end goal is Xbox and or some Magic the Gathering cards.
Okay, well, an Xbox was what, like about $300?
Yeah, $300, $400.
You know, a competitive Magic deck that you can use at tournaments and stuff, that'll run you $200 to $300.
I don't. Let's not say it's not competitive. Let's say it's like a moderate range.
Okay, so like $100.
I would say like $60 to $100. Yeah. So like all things considered, like $500. Let's say, right.
And he wants to be crowdfunded. This.
Yes, he wants to be crowdfunded. Well, I don't know why he's not just asking his parents for money, because he's obviously like 12 or whatever. But you know, whatever. You know, crowdfunding, if that's the way he wants to do it.
He could offer to make people internet spaceships in exchange and then never release them.
Are you
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not making
any. What game are you talking about here?
That's one proven method.
Right, but you have to be pretty famous ahead of time before doing that. So that's
maybe that wouldn't work as well.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say he can offer to make people lemonade. Like a lemonade stand or something.
That doesn't really work for crowdfunding though. Maybe he could offer to make people internet lemonade.
How does that work?
So like he sends them a JPEG of lemonade.
Okay. I'm with you so far.
And the lemonade has, you know, different stats. And you know, maybe certain lemonades, if you pay enough money, it takes like multiple people to use them. I'm kind of going with a different.
So is he like writing some like lemonade game here or something?
Oh yeah, he can say that he is. It doesn't really matter. If he is or not. Yeah.
So it's like a fake, like he's making a fake lemonade social game, basically.
And he says, you know, if you donate enough money now,
you'll get a lot of lemonade.
You'll get a really good lemonade.
You'll get like a pink lemonade.
You'll get a pink one. All the best stats. It can defeat the other lemonades, no problem.
Like, it's the best lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could make up just a lot of arbitrary stats, too. Like, sweetness, you could have, like, 97.
Sourness. Those are, like, lower, though.
Yeah. Temperature.
Umami.
Umami, yes.
I'm sorry.
I think people would really donate money to this, ironically,
though. Umami.
Yeah.
That's a lemonade?
No, I like it.
You get like special stats the more you donate or whatever.
Yeah.
How would he show that his like kind of real though?
Well, he would have to make a couple sample ones.
Like photos?
Yeah, like you draw them in MS Paint, or I'm sure he has MS Paint.
Right, yeah, he probably
draw does. Some lemonades.
He had an Xbox, I'm gonna assume he has.
Yeah, use the text tool, just write some arbitrary stats.
Okay.
Upload them. Say, you know, if you donate $5 or more, you're in this category. You get the basic lemonade.
If you donate lemonade pack.
Yeah. If you donate $10 or more, then you're in the
super lemonade
pack. You're in the super lemonade. And then $25 or more is in the pink lemonade.
Ooh. And then 50 is like ultimate lemonade. You get like all three lemonades.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then 100 is like, that's like co-developer, like your name's in the credits.
Yeah, if you're you get named as a developer of Lemonade the game.
Lemonade the game.
And then you need one like really ridiculous stretch one, just in case there's some insane
like
person
$1 million,
like $10,000. If you donate that much, then you become Lemonade. That's the I am become lemonade benchmark.
That's just all it says. It just says I am.
Now I am become lemonade.
There's no explanation on these like reward tiers. This is I am become lemonade.
Yes.
And they have to just wonder what that means.
Yeah, leave it ominous so it makes people want to do it to find out what that means.
So they had like a potato salad Kickstarter a couple of years back. Do you remember that?
No.
A guy put, like, he basically was like, I'm going to make potato salad, and he put it on Kickstarter as, like, a joke to get ingredients, and it blew up, and people, like, donated a lot of money to him. But it was, like, a joke thing, right?
Yeah.
But he made, like, $20,000 or something off of it. That's so I feel like this could be, like, veiled as, like, a satire of that, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, with more of a, like, content, like, oh, there's actually, like, a game here, you know what I mean? There's actually something more than just, I donated to a fake Kickstarter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I mean, it's still fake.
I mean, he could actually send people the lemonade pictures.
Yeah,
like,
no,
he could draw them with a crayon on a piece of paper.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, yeah, but, like, this would be kind of like a satire to that, and mm-hmm. so people would, like, laugh, but they would also be like, oh, this is kind of interesting, because, like, it's kind of this meta game social thing going on here, yeah. You know, I want lemonade status, you know?
It's also sort of a satire of Star Citizen.
True.
Yeah.
But, you know, oh, could he, like, put, like, QR codes on the lemonade to, like, get, like, I don't know. Maybe, like, a unique identifier on people's lemonade, so they can, like, trade it.
So you can prove that it's an authentic lemonade?
Yes.
Yeah, you could have a public key and a private key for each lemonade, or, yeah, there could be some public-private key encryption for the lemonades, where, you verify them at a website, so you can verify their authenticity. Yeah, you
there's a lot of it's a lot of back end work for this guy that just runs an Xbox.
That's pretty easy to do, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very easy.
Okay. Well, let me just write this response to him real quick. What you're gonna do is you're gonna make a lemonade the game. Is that what we called it?
Yeah, lemonade the social game.
The social game.
The social donating game. Yeah.
Donating it. Like, you're just calling a spade. Like, it's it's a social donating game.
pyramid game. I don't know.
Pyramid scheme game.
Yeah.
Social hoax game. Social fake game.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, you could have, like, a bunch of different lemonade types, and people could, like, trade them and, like, stuff.
Yeah, and maybe you wouldn't even have to make a game necessarily. Maybe if people bought enough cards,
yeah, that's they would make what their own saying. Game. They would just figure it out. Like, you go radio silent after you give everyone the lemonade, and then you're like, well, do what you will. Yeah. And there's all these stats, and they're like, I don't know what these mean. But then people are like, I paid $100 for this card. I'm going to use it. You know, and they just figure it out.
Yeah.
And there's this whole, like, forum that goes up, and people, like, talk about strategies and, like, how to play. And everything's done by, like, basically, like, they just message each other pictures of their lemonade. Like, you know.
Isn't that kind of how the original Pokemon card game was? Like, I'm not bashing it, but
it was
back when I was buying the cards, I didn't know what the rules were. We just played with the numbers. Like,
I think they had rules, but, like, yeah, I was just like, I've got Charizard now.
He's got a big number.
He's got a bigger number than you. He's gonna win, and then when you get older, you're like, oh, this is more complex. But, like, yeah, given no rules and just stats or whatever, people will figure something out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the real key is, like, you just need to get enough social traction at first with a weird idea, like tradable lemonade social game that, you know, people will jump on board and give you all this money. So, yeah, that's the easy way to get Xbox, right?
I bet you could make $500 that way.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so. It might take like 50 hours of work
to do it. Yeah, yeah, like you might be better off just like working freely for that time.
Yeah, you might be better off doing like yard work for your parents or something.
Right,
but
right, for like 2 weeks or whatever.
If that's not an option.
Yeah, actually, I do think you can make money. I don't know if you'd make a lot, but I think people would buy it. I think you can make some money with that.
Mm-hmm.
You can make the Kickstarter really short so that, like, anyone that does it as a joke doesn't have time to, like, back out
before
the end. It's like 24 hours, you know? And it's like, oh, too late. I got your money already. Because, like, with the potato salad thing again, I think a lot of people backed out at the last minute because they did it as a joke, you know?
Yeah.
So this one is just like, nope, thank you, done, closed.
Take it and run.
Take it and leave. Take it and buy your Xbox and your Magic cards. It's funny that we worked card game into this when this guy wants Magic the Gathering cards. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Ooh, I don't know if we did that on purpose, but good job. Do you have another one, or if not, I have.
I have a question that I honestly, personally need an answer to.
Okay, let's do it.
What is a good gift for a Secret Santa office party?
Damn.
What do you do?
I don't know. I think we talked about like this white elephant thing before.
Yeah, we have done this before, and we both talked about our awful
Secret Santa experience. I really don't know if there's a good gift for that. Like, is there really anything that's good?
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. If there's anybody listening, please email this. I need help with this. Like,
I don't know if there's anything good, like, out there. It's just, like, that everyone's going to like.
I wanted to appeal to as broad a thing as possible. Like, I don't want to get something, like, alcohol if someone doesn't drink alcohol.
That's the problem, right? Like, no matter what gift you get, there is always a chance that whoever you give it to is going to be like, this is the dumbest gift
ever. Yeah, I was going to get, like, a coffee mug, but they might not drink coffee, or...
They could drink other things in that, though.
In a coffee mug?
Yeah, like water. Or liquor, I don't know.
Lemonade?
Pink lemonade. Yeah, I don't know what the good... I think a coffee mug is good, though.
Yeah.
Seriously, though. A lot of people drink coffee, and if they don't, it's a mug that they can, like, give
to... And put flowers in.
Yeah. Or pencils.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good. I think that's a safe one.
Yeah, that's what I was sort of thinking. But, yeah, if there's anybody listening that has better ideas, do contact us.
I would do coffee mug. I think that's good. This kind of goes back to the time travel one. What one discovery would fuck everything up? Like, just everything up. My first thought is time travel, because it would just, like, screw everything up. Like, everyone would be jumping everywhere, and there would be no...
This brings us back to paradoxes, though. Like, if time travel hasn't been invented, why are there no time travelers here?
Ooh, that's a good question. Maybe there's, like a Star Trek kind of, like... What did they call it?
There's a Prime Directive?
Prime Directive, yeah. Like, they're not allowed to go back further, because it would screw everything up.
Wouldn't, like, people do it anyway, though?
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe they build time machines. They regulate it so that they build time machines that, like, cannot go back further, you know?
You would think, I mean, if you can build them, though, and you're in the future.
Yeah, like a hacker would totally figure it out.
Yeah, like, you can figure it out.
You'd be like, screw that, I'm going to 2016.
Yeah. I want to see Trump win.
Win the election, yeah, exactly. I want to be there when that happens. Yeah, you're right. Someone would totally hack it. So, yeah, why don't we have time travels? I don't know.
Probably, I think it's because there's no time travel.
Maybe, well, another thing is, this is like the time travel episode. Can we just name it that?
I'm cool with that, yeah.
Another hypothesis I've heard is, we can time travel, but we can only travel forward in time, not backwards.
Okay.
But I know we're traveling forward in time right now, but like, further faster than your lifespan. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, like, basically, like, I can jump 1,000 years in the future, but then I can't go back.
Yeah.
Basically, like, how, like, black holes work.
Yeah. Traveling really fast in spaceships, sort of.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, technically, you're traveling slower, so it's...
Yeah. And time is passing, like, 1,000 years on Earth, but you've only, like, been here for, like, 10 minutes or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Contact was a really good book.
Like, Contact, exactly, yeah.
So yeah. I have another thing that if discovered would kind of screw everything up. So a few years back, everybody was talking about, you know, what was it? The LHC, the Large Hadron Collider,
and
it, you know, trying to discover the Higgs boson molecule or particle or whatever it is.
Right.
And so if we discovered that there's no such thing as mass, that would kind of screw everything up. I think.
How would we discover that?
I think that's what they're trying to do.
Like, there's no such thing as mass? That's, like, they're discovering?
Yeah, point. That it's, like, an electrical-based reality we live in.
Mass doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Does everything start, like, being, like flabby and non-mass immediately?
Well, I mean, nothing would change except for we would know.
Our understanding of everything.
Yeah. That would sort of fuck up our understanding of everything.
Like, physics as we know it would be like, what?
Yeah, there's no more gravity.
I guess there's not. I mean, but there is something that's doing gravity.
Yeah, maybe it's...
not. our understanding of gravity.
Yeah. Yeah, that would screw everything up.
I don't know how even that would, like, work. You know?
computer simulation.
There's no mass. What happened?
We're in the Matrix.
We're in the Matrix of horses or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this question's kind of funny. I read it wrong, but I liked my misreading of it better. Okay, if you could perfect any two skills simultaneously,
all right,
what would they be? And the original question is if you could perfect any skill instantaneously, but I read it as two skills simultaneously.
All right, so you can get two skills for one.
Simultaneously. It's exact same moment. Like, you know them immediately. And also, another caveat is you have to use them the moment you get them. So you have to be careful with what two you get, because they could interact with each other in a bad
dangerously
way.
Yeah.
right.
Do you have two that you had in mind?
I don't, but I'm thinking that, like, maybe I would, like, know all the languages.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other would be, like, I don't know. I kind of want to know how to, like, do magic just for fun or whatever.
Yeah, it would be really cool to know, but it would be horrible to learn.
Right, exactly. So, like, learning all the languages and then knowing magic.
Yeah.
But then if I instantaneously got both of the skills, I'd be, like, talking in tongues while doing magic. So that might be...
That would be great.
It would work for the show really well, right?
Yeah, I think those are two really good choices, because learning languages is really boring and awful, and
yeah, exactly.
It just requires a lot of repetition and memorization, right. And it's sort of the same thing for magic. It's just tons of repetition
practice,
and memorization.
Practice,
yeah.
Practice is boring.
Why not just master both your skills instantaneously?
Yes, like the Matrix, like they can just plug you in and boom, you're there, right?
I think I would choose... Those are two really good choices. I might copy yours. But I might rather just instantly know how to play every instrument.
That's good.
Yeah.
But what?
But if you had to do both at the same time, that would be... That could be pretty complicated.
What's your other thing, though?
Maybe instruments and... I like magic, yeah. Instruments and magic. So I would have to do something like those crazy street performers with, like, the drums and cymbals.
Oh,
and
you have, like, a hat? Yeah. And there's, like, birds flying out of your hat, and you're, like, cranking the cymbals and, like, do-do-do, and you have, like, a harmonica in your mouth. Yeah. That, you would become that, like, after you wish for that.
That is the ultimate me.
Is it?
In that form.
A peddler on the street.
A panhandler on the street.
Panhandler on the street looking for money. Ultimate you is that. That's
yes.
You. That's what you're all your life you've wanted to be. That's your aspire.
Secretly.
How would, like, instruments work? Like, what if you had to, like, if you got the skill, like, you have to use it in the next, like, 5 minutes or you'll die. You know?
Then I might not choose that one, because there are a lot of
instruments.
The
instrument ones would be really hard. You would need to be, like, in, like,
Have you ever seen that movie Crank?
Yes.
Where, like, it's like that. He has to, like, run to every music store and play all the instruments and give, like, a beautiful performance.
He has to play, like, every known song, like, every well-known song.
And there's, like,
the
car chases, and he's running from the cops, playing a guitar. He's, like, playing the running music.
Wait, why are there car chases?
Because cops are, like, after him, because he's going too fast.
And playing the guitar at the same time.
Yeah. So, like, he's driving down the highway, and he's, like, playing the guitar, going... doing, like, an amazing guitar solo. And he has to...
And then he gets to, like, you know...
He has to crash into George's music and hop on the drums.
I was about to say George's music, too. That's so funny. And then he's like, he crashes in. And he's like, the clerk's like, can I help you? And he's like, shut up. And he, like,
get out of my way.
And he just starts pounding on him. And then the police are coming in, right? And he's, like, throwing drumsticks at him and stuff. And he's like,
and then he does a huge
playing.
Drum solo while doing it.
While, like, kicking police officers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets one of those drum things that you can, like, wear on your body.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
Like, in the marching band. And then he, like, does some, like, karate. This is starring Jason Statham, right?
Of course, yeah.
I'm just making sure I'm on the same page.
Who else?
He's, like, playing the drums, like, kicking people and stuff. My favorite segment would be, like, when he's, like, trying to learn the violin. Because that's a very gentle instrument, you know?
Maybe he, like... He's running out of George's music and he grabs a violin and he like kicks a kid off his skateboard.
And then he's skating.
And then he's,
oh, nice.
He's like skateboarding
with
down
the violin.
With the violin.
And then he's playing like, what's that song on the violin?
The Devil Came Down to Georgia.
I like how you knew exactly where I was going with this.
Yeah, I mean, what other
and this
violin
is like
song?
This is like, this whole movie is just car chases while he's playing musical instruments, basically.
Yes.
And so, like, he crashed all the police's cars somehow. So the police are on bikes now, so, for whatever reason. And he's on a skateboard, mm-hmm. and he's playing Devil Went Down to Georgia. And so, like, every car chase is highlighted by whatever musical instrument he's currently holding or whatever, right?
Yeah, I'm, like, I'm imagining the trailer for the movie, and it's the guy at the police station, and he's saying, "We have a suspect in pursuit. We are looking for a man playing musical instruments. He is headed towards X location.
He's headed towards...
And he's armed with a violin.
He's headed
and
towards
extremely
south,
dangerous.
South Beach Road with a violin. Yeah. And he's playing... I think he's playing Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie...
And then in the trailer, that song starts playing and it like flashes to him and there's explosions and he's playing the violin.
Oh my God.
Oh, that would be such a good movie.
And he's like in a suit when he's playing the violin though, right?
Of course, yeah.
Maybe that's like the opening, you know? Like, he's classier as he's playing the violin. And then
he gets more ragged and
like,
rock and roll.
And he's
towards
doing like
the
rock
end.
And roll. And then in the end, he's just like bashing on like drums. Like, he goes back in time in instruments almost, you know?
Yeah.
He's like doing a little.
Or forward in time because he starts with classical.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, really fancy.
Yeah. Or that.
I really like it.
Like, in the end, he's like doing like garage band stuff.
Yeah.
And he has to find like really obscure instruments too, because he has to play like
the ukulele.
Ukulele's not super obscure. He'd have to like he'd have to like break into some like old guy's house that has a ukulele, though, you know.
He would have to like travel around the
would.
World pretty much.
Yeah, but like, so the only rule is like he can only survive if he's constantly playing instruments. So as long as he's constantly playing something, he's fine. So, like, he could go to Hawaii or whatever, or Japan or Europe or whatever, as long as he's playing something in the middle of it, you know. So he'd have to, like, hijack a plane. Like, what?
There's, like, a scene on a plane where he's playing the harmonica and the stewardess comes over and she's like, "Sir, I need you to stop." And he's just like, "Screw you, I'm playing the fun."
And then he, like, kicks her. And then and then they're, like, going to land it. And then he has to hijack the plane.
While playing
the harmonica, right? And so, like, he has some weapon or whatever on him, too. And then, you know, that's where the international police get on his tail and everything. And, you know, it's really bad. And he has to go to, like, some European, like, concerto to, like, find some obscure, like, woodwind or something, you know? Like, he has to find, like, a clavichord or, like, you know... I don't even know what that
harpsichord is.
Like one of those violins that's like a different size that they don't really sell in America or whatever. There's like only
he has to go to Asia or like the Middle East and play the sitar.
Right, exactly.
Go to Asia.
Yeah.
And play the shamisen.
Oh, he has to go to Australia and play the didgeridoo.
Yes.
That would be a good scene because then like he's in Asia playing the didgeridoo and then like a rhino comes like charging. Do they have rhinos in Australia? Yes.
That's
for the purpose
question.
Of the movie, they do. Okay.
Yeah.
And he has like rhinos charging and he's like didgeridooing like as he's... And then he like hops on an ostrich and he's didgeridooing and he's like getting chased by like a rhino and he's like, "Yah!" or whatever, right?
Yeah,
and then
he meets up with Aborigines and has to play all their instruments.
Yeah, and I feel like the movie would end near there because that's like he's getting to the outskirts of society. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
he's played all the instruments. Like, he's gonna settle down in the middle of nowhere in Australia. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then that's the end of the movie. I like this a lot.
It's a good movie.
It'd be like it's like Crank, but. I'm trying to think of a better title than Crank. It'd be like have to be musical, though. Like, chord.
Crescendo.
Crescendo! I like that.
Crescendo.
No, crescendo's really good. That's good.
Yeah. Starring Jason Statham. Jason Statham.
And, like, oh, the movie poster is, like, him, like, doing, like, a Jason Statham, like, jump kind of thing. You know, he's always, like, jumping in his movie posters, like, yeah, running or jumping. And he's, like, holding a violin, you know.
Yes.
He's like, ugh, and there's, like, explosions behind him and stuff.
Yeah, his eyes are, like, closed, and he's playing it real seriously.
And there's, like, cops behind him shooting at him, and there's, like, yeah, explosions, and he's, like, leaping through a window while holding the violin or something.
Mm-hmm.
Crescendo. Let's start. Jason Statham. Crescendo is a good name, though.
I like it, yeah.
We've wasted enough time on that question. Do you want to get into trivia?
I'm ready for trivia. I think that's a good segue into trivia, too, because I...
Is it really?
Yeah. I'll let you find out.
All right, let me have it, then.
Okay, so we're going to start trivia. I will ask you three questions,
okay, and
you will have to answer them. And okay, I think the ongoing score between us, between all of the episodes, is...
I think it's five to three.
Three?
Yeah, you have I have three, but you've played one more round than I have, so I can catch up.
Yes, so this is your chance to catch up. Total of three questions. You'll be able to select three lifelines. Yeah.
I have all the lifelines. I'm just going to read them off, and then I'm going to make my selection.
Okay.
So we have, for the lifelines today, we have 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, where I get to use that many seconds on that search engine, 50-50, mm-hmm, Monty Hall it, Phone a Friend, Ask a Rando, which is Omegle, Rhyme Time, and Bust a Move. So I'm going to pick... 30-second Yahoo, because that's just a fun one.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Monty Hall, and I'm going to pick Ask a Rando. I always do Ask a Rando, but it never works. But
that's a good
I
one.
I want it to work.
I should start picking that
I want it to work this time. So, all right, let's go with the first question. I'm ready, whatever you are.
Okay, your categories today will be Bird.
Yes.
That is the first category. Okay. Disney is the second category. And Australia is the third category. That's how we segue.
Bird, yeah, Disney, sort of. And Australia. Oh, yeah, Australia. Yeah. We're always talking about Australia. Anyway, all right. Yeah.
All right. The first question. What was Long John Silver's parrot's name? This is the bird question. What was Long John Silver's parrot's name?
I like how you're
name?
Clarifying. Like, this is a bird question, by the way.
Just in case
you didn't know. It's a bird. Okay.
Was it A, Captain Morgan?
Okay.
B, Captain Crook. C, Captain Flint. Or D, Captain Jack.
Okay, so Captain Morgan, Captain Flint, Captain what was the other one? Third one?
Captain Crook.
Captain Crook or Captain Jack?
Jack.
God.
Morgan, Crook, Flint, or Jack.
Morgan, Crook, Flint, or Jack. I'm going to say it's not Morgan, because that is the name of alcohol.
It might be
I know, it could be. I think I'm going to do a 30-second Yahoo on this one.
Okay.
Okay. So let me know. You have to time me, and I haven't typed Yahoo yet. So just tell me when to go.
All right. It will start in 5 seconds. Okay. 4, 3, 2, 1... Go. Begin your Yahoo search.
What's the guy's
search.
Name again? Captain what?
What was Long John Silver's parrot's name?
Long John Silver's parrot's name. Yahoo's so bad. Okay, yeah, Yahoo's good luck searching. Answers. Oh my god, depending if you choose the book. What? I don't care. There's no... Okay,
5 seconds.
Flint.
Flint. C is your final answer. C is correct.
Oh my god, that was really close. I went on Yahoo Answers. I want to read you the first response, okay? Best answer. Depending if you choose the book, one of the several movies, or one of the TV series from the 50s, Robert Newton makes the best Long John Silver's IMHO. From the TV series, the parrot was named Captain Flint, named after the pirate that originally buried the treasure. That's like a paragraph of like, and I'm like, what the hell? And so I like keep scrolling down, and the next one is Long John Silver's parrot. And then the next one is Long John Silver's parrot. And then the next one says parrot. And then another one says dinner. And I'm like, great, this is very helpful. And then finally I scroll down and someone says Captain Flint. So.
Oh, you got lucky.
Yahoo's tough, man.
Anyway. So that is one you've gotten correct. We're tied up 3-3.
Okay, I'm ready for the next one.
You can, or no, it's 5-4, rather. Yeah, yeah. We're not,
you don't
tied
have to go
up
to
3-3.
Yeah.
Okay. In the Jungle Book, who teaches Mowgli about the bare necessities
of
life?
A lot of literature questions in this one.
Yes, this is your Disney question. In the Jungle Book, who teaches Mowgli the bare necessities of life?
Okay.
A, Baloo. Two, or B, Bagheera. I wrote numbers next to them. A, Baloo. B, Bagheera. C, Ka. Or D, Shere Khan.
Okay, I know Shere Khan is the bad guy. So I know he didn't teach the bare necessities. And Ka, I think, is the snake. And so it's either Baloo or Bagheera, and I'm pretty sure Baloo is the bear. So,
do you want to make sure with a lifeline?
What do I have left? I have Monty Hall.
You have
Ascarando
and Monty Hall.
I'm going to just go for it. I'm going to say it's Baloo, final answer.
A, Baloo, final answer is correct.
Yes!
That is who teaches
trusted,
Mowgli about the bare necessities
my gut.
Of life.
Now I have Monty Hall and Omegle.
To use on this last
yeah,
one.
I'm gonna
and you know what? It's,
is it good?
It's really hard.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is the question about Australia. Which of these Australian bands is not from Brisbane?
What? Okay.
This was the only one they had.
I can't wait to ask a random about this.
A, Savage Garden. B, Powder Finger. C, Dig Richards and the RJs.
What?
Or D, Eskimo Joe.
The only band I even know of on this list is Savage Garden. That's the only band I've even heard of. But they
One
could be
them
from,
is
Brisbane.
Not from Brisbane.
They could be from Brisbane, though.
Yes.
Oh my god, I don't even know. Should I 50-50 first, or should I Monty Hall first, or ask a rando first?
I would Monty Hall first.
You would? Okay, I'm gonna.
You're gonna need all the help you can with that rando.
So what was them again?
It was A, Savage Garden, B, Powderfinger, C, Dig Richards and the RJs, uh-huh. Or D, Eskimo Joe.
Okay, I feel like Eskimo Joe is a fake name, but it could be
okay.
Real. So since it's a fake, I think I'm going to lock that one in and use my... You see what I'm doing? You see my strategy here?
I see your
okay,
strategy.
Okay, so I'm going to lock in Eskimo Joe, and I'm going to use Monty Hall.
Okay, I will remove two. Powderfinger and Dig Richards and the RJs.
Are removed?
Are removed.
So it's either Savage Garden or Eskimo Joe.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going with the Omegle then.
Good luck.
Right, do I have a time limit on this?
No.
I can do it forever. Alright, so, is Savage Garden from Brisbane?
Alright, I know, I'll give you 2 minutes,
Thank
starting
you.
Now.
I'm okay. Asking if Savage Garden is from Brisbane. Maybe I should ask if he's not from Brisbane. Stranger's typing. He's not saying anything yet.
What's he saying?
He's not saying, he hasn't said anything yet. I need to go. He's not doing anything. This is the worst. I hate Omegle so much. I don't know why I keep choosing it. Stranger's typing.
30 seconds.
All right, hold on. Is Savage Garden from Brisbane? Is Savage Garden not from Brisbane? Hello there. Is Savage Garden from Brisbane? Stranger has disconnected. That's good. I get as many strangers as I want, right?
Yeah.
I have a response.
What is it?
I'm not going to say it
out loud. 1 minute has passed.
Shit.
Was it the answer you were looking for?
Not the answer I was looking for.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. It was okay. It was an age and a gender.
Okay.
Oh, God. Is Savage Garden from Brisbane? No one wants to answer this question.
I would answer the question.
I'll tell you what the stranger said to me after the show.
Okay.
Is Savage, Is Savage Garden into Brisbane? My answer was, are you into Latin girls?
Oh, God.
Yes!
Yep, that's exactly what I needed. This is the worst platform ever. No one actually answers. How much time do I have left?
Oh, you have like 20 seconds.
All right, I have time for one more random person.
Yes.
Is Savage Garden from Brisbane? Come on, random stranger, you can do it. This person says yes, but I don't know if that means anything.
Your time is ending.
Okay.
Random person said that Savage Garden is from Brisbane.
I think they're just being stupid, you know.
So which are you going to go with? Which
one is
not from
Brisbane? So the
question
is, which one's not from Brisbane, right?
Yes. Savage Garden or Eskimo Joe?
I'm gonna,
and random person.
Yeah, I'm not putting any credit in random person. Okay, so Savage Garden is the only band I actually know, so I'm going to go with Savage Garden, even though random person said they're not from Brisbane. Or for they are.
That's your final
answer.
Yeah,
Savage Garden is not from Brisbane.
Savage Garden is incorrect.
Oh, it was Eskimo Joe?
Eskimo Joe.
That's a real band?
It's a real band that is not from Brisbane,
Australia.
This person on
Omegle actually knew if they, like, they were right.
He probably didn't. He probably didn't, but he was right.
Why didn't I go with random stranger person? I feel really stupid now.
It's okay.
So Eskimo Joe is a real
I would have chosen Savage Garden. Yeah, it's apparently.
Were all those bands
real? I got it from a really bad site.
Were all those bands real, though?
Yeah, apparently.
That was a very enlightening question.
Yeah, sorry about that question, but we're tied
no,
now.
It's not sorry, it was a good question. It's really hard. Wow, that was quite the episode today, don't you think?
Yes, that was quite the episode.
So we're 5-for-5 now. We're all tied up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. This has been the unlucky episode, episode number 13.
Episode 13.
Can I leave us with one final Yahoo question? Real quick.
Yeah, please.
Does anyone else walk around naked with their little brother present?
No.
And the answer is no. That's weird. And then there's like 5 other questions today about nudity near family members. So to all the listeners out there that are curious about my thoughts on that, just say no to that. Just don't do it.
Just wear clothes.
Just wear something that, yes, that is close. Any final thoughts you want to put out there? No?
I think we're good.
Okay.
That was a good episode.
We should probably label this episode 14 to pretend that we don't really have a 13th episode. But that can be done in editing, so that's fine. This has been episode 13 of the Talent Show.
I'm Pat Snacks.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Have a good night.